Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It, episode 73. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey folks, Dr. Joe Esposito here. So glad you could spend a little time with us today. I've been in practice 34 years, and I've seen a lot of changes happen in 34 years. And one thing that I've seen skyrocket is attention deficit disorder. People that have trouble focusing. And that's not just for kids, it's for adults as well. So it's called ADD, attention deficit disorder, or ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So ADD, kids can kind of like phase out and not be able to absorb information. Hyperactivity is the kids are just all over the place. Now, what's neat is over the years, I've done a lot of research in this field because it's so prevalent, and we've come up with a lot of things that seem to work, and they work very well. And this is very exciting because for years, we'd sit down with the kid and we try to have conversations and don't do that. But now we're realizing that the child may not be able to control, or the adult, control themselves. It's out of their control. It's a brain thing. And so if we can fix the brain, many times people are able to function normally again. Wouldn't that be nice? And so a lot of research that I've done, a lot of research other doctors have done, we're going to talk about today. So pay attention because it's not just if you have obvious ADD and ADHD or ADHD. It's how can we improve our memory? How can we improve our brain function? How can we improve our ability to focus, our ability to pay attention to other people when they speak? Anybody do this? You're talking and all of a sudden you start phasing out? Anybody phase out yet from my show? I don't know. We got to teach you how to get the brain working better. And the reason is not just because I want you to think better. It's actually going to help your body be healthier. Your brain controls everything. Again, I'm a chiropractor. First time you're tuning in. I'm board certified in chiropractic, orthopedics, pain management, double board certified in nutrition, BS in nutrition, retired dietitian. And my job with my patients and my team of doctors, what we do is we try to get the body well. Not just out of pain, but well. Because pain is just a piece of the action. We can get you out of pain pretty quickly in most cases, but then we need to stabilize the body so it maintains that new level of health. So the brain controls everything. Your brain sends messages down your spine, out your nerves, to every cell in the body. The heart, the lungs, the liver, the spleen, the digestive system. Everything is hardwired to the brain one way or another. And so we have to make sure the messages are getting there. So if we can get the brain to work more efficiently, not just on focus, it's able to do everything else better, which is kind of cool. So, ADD and ADHD. Almost all children that have this syndrome have a bad self-image of themselves. And the problem is, what happens is we make derogatory comments to them. You're a troublemaker. You're the class clown. You don't pay attention. You're a bad child. And that's not good because commands and questions like these are put-downs, and it makes the problem worse. It gives the child a bad self-image. And that could end result in a lot of psychiatric issues. So one of the problems we have is that when a kid's acting up, you can't just say, oh, that's fine, Bobby, that's great, just keep doing it. But also, if you keep putting the kid down, he starts having these emotional feelings inside. I'm a failure. I'm not good enough. So we're going to talk about, instead of treating the symptom, which is the ADD and ADHD, how do we get to the cause? So that's going to be the topic today, which is pretty much the topic of every show I think I've ever done. Don't treat the symptom, treat the cause. So I find that children with ADD and ADHD have a lot of digestive disorders, and everyone I've ever met, I've met thousands over my career because a lot of people bring their kids to us and adults, are not getting the proper nutrition. So let's start with the parents. We're going to go right back before babies even conceived. So if you're thinking about having babies, sometimes you don't know you're going to have a baby, sometimes it pops up on you, a couple of things I want you to consider. Women, folic acid. You have to make sure you're getting enough folic acid to make sure you prevent spinal and neural defects. So that's important. So as I go through this, I'm going to mention specific supplements, but then I'm going to give you the overall picture of it, okay? Men, you need zinc. both men and women, fatty acids, magnesium, calcium, and B-complex. So these are things that we all need, no matter whether trying to conceive children or not, but especially if you're going to have a child. So if you have childbearing years, men and women, you never know when things are going to happen. Make sure you're doing the right thing. Women should try to gain weight during pregnancy. I know it sounds silly, but some women are so hung up on their, I want to keep my figure, I don't want to gain a lot of weight. You got to gain weight. I find that a woman gains around 20, 30 pounds, the child is going to be less likely to have food allergies and usually less likely to have ADD and ADHD. So I don't want the woman starving herself when she's pregnant because it can have an adverse effect on a baby. Remember, that baby is living off you. Anything you put in your body, baby gets, good or bad. So if you're putting zinc, selenium, folate, B-complex, magnesium, fatty acids, baby gets them, grows big and healthy and strong. If you're putting things like alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweetener, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, guess what? The baby's trying to survive on that. And as a side note, that kills me when I see a pregnant woman doing that. And I know it's not my place. You know, there's a line from a 10,000 Maniac song, and it says, he's your kid, do as you seem fit. But it drives me insane when I see these things happen, knowing that something as simple as taking some supplements, that something as simple as having a salad every day could so positively affect that person's life, not just the child, but the whole life of that child. And all the mother has to do is do some simple little things. And when I see it, it just hurts me. And then when babies are born, of course, when I see parents giving him a cookie, and I went to a party the other day and there was a little kid there, and the one kid loves one of his grandmothers, well, what is she doing? She's giving him cookies and cakes. And you're a little kid, of course you love that stuff. But you as an adult have a responsibility to make sure the child is taken care of. That's our job. Our job as parents or as adults is unconditional love. It's not the child's job. It's the parent's job to offer unconditional love. And so the child eventually will get to that point. But again, as a child, that's not their responsibility. It's our responsibility as adults. So part of that responsibility of showing unconditional love to a child is making sure the child is raised in a healthy, safe environment. And you're thinking, well, Dr. Joe, that might be a little insane. Giving a child a cookie is not an unsafe environment. Yeah, giving him a cookie is not a problem. Giving him cookies every day and cakes and donuts and ice cream, that becomes a problem. And now the child may not be able to focus. The brain's a sack of chemicals. Good chemicals in means the brain works better. Bad chemicals in, the brain doesn't work. Now the child becomes an issue, and the parent says, I don't know what I did wrong. Parenting is so hard. It must be something that I did, or maybe it's something outside that I had no control over. Yeah, you did. And that's why it's important that when a child's in a healthy environment, nutritionally I'm talking today, that the child grow up in that environment and they're able to function better. For women, when they're pregnant, I strongly advise they stay away from hyperallergenic foods, things like dairy products. That's milk, butter, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, eggs. Milk is the number one food allergen, or milk products. Wheat is the number two food allergen. Now, some people say it's a little hard to give up wheat. You're right, it is. But if I have an investment, I want to work on that investment to make sure I get the best rate of return. Same thing with a child. A little bit of work is going to give you a very good rate of return. So wheat would be a good thing to give up because those hyperallergenic foods can get into the baby. Their immune system is not developed like yours is. This is why children get sick. You ever notice babies? They're always sick. Children are always sick because their immune system is learning how to fight off viruses, germs, and bacteria. A couple of weeks ago, I did a show on cold and flu. If you go to my website, drjoe.com, we have well over 1,000 hours of podcasts there. If you have a podcast service, it's called For the Health of It, and you can tune in and go through the list of shows and listen to the one on cold and flu. And we talk about that with children because you and I as adults, our immune system has learned, okay, virus A, we've been introduced to it. Our immune system knows how to fight it. Virus B comes in, virus C, virus D. Babies don't have that. They don't have a background. They don't have a history. And so they have to learn each time a virus comes in how to fight it, or a bacteria or a fungus. And so their immune system is still learning. That's why they're sick all the time. So if you can avoid a lot of these hyperallergenic foods, you're going to take the stress off the baby's immune system, and you got a better shot of this baby being healthy. So women, I know you're thinking that's tough. I got to give up milk and dairy products? Yeah, you should. At least cut back on it. But please give it up if you can. And the cool part is this. I've been a vegan now for 33 years, I guess, now. And when I first started, it was salad, rice, and beans. Man, that was it. And now we have coconut milk, almond milk, hemp milk, cashew milk, all these milk substitutes. They have cheeses now. And I'll grant you, they may not be as delicious as an imported Italian provolone, being Italian, but it's well worth it. And so everything in the world that there's a substitute now for everything, which is kind of cool. So you don't have to dig into these deadly sins, what I call seven deadly sins, because there are a substitute for it. And here's the neat part. It's cheaper than anything you're doing right now. So some people do this because it's the healthiest way to live. Some people do it because it's the cheapest way to live. Either way, you're going to get all the benefits. So you'll save so much money, and you'll probably live longer, and your kids will probably be healthier, and you'll be happier, and your love life improves, and you go to the bathroom better, and you sleep better, and you'll look younger. Why wouldn't you do that? I have to laugh when I watch TV, and on certain shows, every second commercial is for some skin cream, some moisturizer. It's going to plump up your eyes. It's going to get out your wrinkles. Well, what if you just didn't cause all those problems? Now, we're all going to get old. We're all going to wrinkle. I understand that. I'm okay with that. But you can stop a lot of it. And once again, you'll save money, if nothing else, on skin creams. So, all right. So we're talking about ADD and ADHD. I've got a lot to cover here. Gosh, time flies so quickly on these shows. American Pediatric Association stated a few years ago that they don't recommend giving antibiotics for ear infections unless absolutely necessary. Because they did some studies, and what they found was that the child who got antibiotics and the child didn't get antibiotics recovered in the same amount of time. Okay, so why is there an issue with antibiotics? Well, antibiotics kill bacteria, good bacteria and bad bacteria. So it's not just the bad bacteria they're killing the good stuff. And your immune system, 70% of your immune system is in your digestive system in the form of what? Bacteria, good bacteria. So antibiotics are not site-specific. What that means is they don't just go to one place. They go through the whole body. They're systemic. So if there's an infection, what I recommend, again, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not telling you to take drugs or not take drugs, is something called ear oil. And this is something I've seen work many, many times. Again, always check with your pediatrician. I'm not telling you to go against what your doctor is saying. Ear oil, you can make it at home. You can buy it. It's a lot easier. It's used in oil, like an olive oil, garlic sometimes, a golden seal, oil of oregano. That might be a little sharp sometimes. But you can take it, just put it directly in the ear. And so now you're treating the infection here, not wiping out the whole body systemically. So it's very effective. Chiropractic care does wonders in most cases with ear infections. Because what happens is when the baby's born, they got a little skull, a little neck, the atlas, the top bone in the neck, is real close to something called the Eustachian tube. And the Eustachian tube is a tube that runs from your ear down into your throat. And with babies, many times you get the ear infection in the Eustachian tube. So we can put, like I said, ear oil there. And if the atlas moves out of place, it can pinch the nerve and irritate the Eustachian tube. So by putting the bones in the neck back in place, we can physically move the bone away from the Eustachian tube and open up the nerve and blood supply. And in many cases, children heal very quickly. It's kind of cool. So the ear infection, in many cases, is a mechanical problem. It's a bone out of place, not necessarily just a chemical problem. And then, of course, you got to stop giving the kid sugar because sugar blows out your immune system. In my book, Prescription for Extreme Health, we have a whole chapter on immunity and sugar and how one can of sugar can weaken your immune system short-term about 14 times, make it 14 times weaker, just having one can of soda. And I think next week we're actually going to do a show just on soda, as a matter of fact. So that's one little thing about sugar, and soda has so much sugar in it. But all sugar, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, even if you have just a piece of white bread or regular bread, the flour is essentially eating sugar, and it weakens the immune system. So we're trying to avoid putting the antibiotics in the body so we don't affect the bacteria in the colon and weaken the immune system, which, as we started the show with, many children with ADD and ADHD have digestive problems. So I want you to consider this. We want to take care of the digestive system. Vitamin D. I cannot stress enough the importance of vitamin D. There are studies now showing that it can help in cancer patients. It can help with immune systems. I saw an article the other day that it can be as effective as the flu vaccine. Now, again, I'm not saying take the flu vaccine or not take the flu vaccine, but the flu vaccine can be like 25 to 30% effective. 5,000 international units of vitamin D a day given to an adult is about 25 to 30% effective. And if you do get sick, it can reduce the symptoms by about 50%. Wow, that's pretty cool. So vitamin D is really important to keep a baby healthy, so hopefully we can avoid the antibiotics. I don't know any doctor, regardless of what their profession is, that wants to give you more drugs. They all say the same thing. We got to be careful with this. It's dangerous. We don't want to overdo it. And I agree with that. If I need medication, I'm going to take it. No question. But what can I do to not take the medication is always my approach. So vitamin D is so vital, and the research is just pouring out, showing how important the vitamin D is. And we have a supplement on my website, drjoe.com. It's called Dr. Joe's Vitamin D, and it has K2 in it, which helps build your bone mass. But 5 drops of that a day for an adult is going to give you 5,000 international units of vitamin D. Make sure if you're taking vitamin D, if you're not taking mine, make sure it's quality, of course, but we know mine are quality. Make sure that you're taking vitamin D3 and not vitamin D2. And the reason is vitamin D3 is non-synthetic. Vitamin D2 is synthetic. It has to be converted into vitamin D3. So it's just a little trick there. You got to be careful. Another thing I want you to consider to keep the immune system strong for the baby so we don't have to give them antibiotics, which can affect their digestive system, which could be linked to emotions and brain function. Well, it is, but we're talking about ADD and ADHD specifically today. Nutritional yeast. If you don't know what nutritional yeast is, it's a powder. It has something called beta-glucan. And beta-glucan has been shown to help the immune system tremendously, very similar to the vitamin D. So if you start stacking vitamin D with beta-glucan with no sugar, we also have something called Dr. Joe's Wellness Booster, which is echinacea, pau d'arco, olive leaf extract. That helps stimulate the immune system as well. And then, of course, the flagship supplements are Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. These two are just off the chart, amazing. I don't know how people live without it. A couple of weeks ago, we ran out of the Essential Source for about 2 weeks. You would have thought riots were going to break out in my office. Where's the Essential Source? I need my Essential Source. People were getting, like, angry. And it wasn't anybody's fault. It was a shipping issue. But as soon as we got it in, bam, place, like, cleaned out our shelves. So Super Greens and Essential Source, the minimum amount of nutrients you should take every day. They're 2 powders. They taste great. I mix them with coconut milk, almond milk, cold water. You can mix it in a smoothie if you want to. Very easy to take, relatively inexpensive for what you're getting. It's just incredible. Then I take vitamin D, vitamin D3, and then I take nutritional yeast every day as well, and then the wellness booster. And all of those are on the website, drjoe.com, also available on Amazon too. But if you go to the website, we have a big description of everything there. So if we can keep you and any other child off the medications, that's our goal. We talked about chiropractic care earlier, and let me talk a little bit about that if you don't know what that is. Chiropractic care works on getting to the cause of the healthcare problems. In many cases, it's a pinched nerve. So if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, if you've ever been in a car accident, ever, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. This week, I had a patient come in. She's been under treatment for 2 years. She said, Dr. Joe, I listened to your shows, and I need you to check me out. Checked her out, found her problem within 10 minutes. We checked with the lawyers. There's a lawsuit going on. They said, absolutely, positively, Dr. Joe, treat her. And I said, why didn't you just come here sooner? Maybe, and I don't know this. I'm not against other therapies, believe me. But maybe we could have solved a whole lot of problem, saved a whole lot of money, and saved a lot of your suffering and damage to the body. And she says, I just found you on radio. I just watched you on TV. I didn't know you were even here. So if you want to make an appointment, come see us. For any neck pain, back pain, digestive issues, nutrition issues, go to my website, drjoe.com. And we have in the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. We would love to be your doctors. We want the opportunity to check you out. If you don't have a problem we can help, or it's something we don't think you need treatment for, we're going to tell you that. If it's something I think we can help, we'll tell you that too, and then you can decide what to do. But the website is there 24 hours a day, drjoe.com. You can make an appointment right online. If you have questions about insurance or locations, times, it's all on the website. Again, you can always give us a call. The number's on the website. And we're more than happy to answer any questions we can for you. But make the right decision. Biggest complaint I get is, why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I suffer so long? And it's very, very affordable. Believe me, it's crazy affordable how affordable it is for what you're getting to get well. And you get results, which is worth everything. So we're talking today about ADD and ADHD. Parents, little trick here, try to say nice things to your kids. Because once again, if a child has an emotional issue or a brain dysfunction, it's not like the child's doing it on purpose. Many times the brain is not working. You need to stimulate the dopamine receptor sites in the brain. It's called the nucleus accumbens. And when the nucleus accumbens releases dopamine, you feel good about yourself. It's the pleasure neurotransmitter. And one way you can give a pleasure is by compliments. So here's a little rule, a little parenting. Again, he's your kid, do as you seem fit. 2 nice things for every 1 negative thing that you say. And it's pretty amazing how kids respond. Kids don't realize you're doing it. You're messing with their heads, but you really are literally messing with their heads. Now remember, if the child is hyper, the child's a problem, you want to work with this child to do everything you can to get them well, because, as the saying goes, they're the ones who are going to pick your retirement home, and you don't want them putting you in a nursing home not taking care of you. So you got to be nice to them now because they'll remember these things. So a couple other things we want to talk about with children and helping their body work normally. Bedwetting. If they wet the bed after 5 years of old, it could be a sign of low magnesium. What happens is magnesium helps the bladder muscles stretch so that it can hold all the urine that it has to. And so if you're going to do magnesium, make sure we're not doing magnesium oxide. Okay, it's not as effective as the other forms of magnesium. So look at the supplements. My grandfather, in my book, A Prescription for Extreme Health, I quote my grandfather. And he said, always buy the best. It's always cheaper. And he was an immigrant from Germany, came to America, joined World War II, didn't speak English. As a German, coming to New York, brave move. But he always said, always buy the best. It's always cheaper. And it's so true. And when it comes to supplements, boy, is that ever true. Because the supplements are going to determine how your body functions. So that's why if you're going to do magnesium, try not to do magnesium oxide. That's why I recommend Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. It's a complete multivitamin. It's prebiotics, probiotics, which helps the colon, good bacteria. It gives you fruits and vegetables, digestive enzymes. So I couldn't go a day without my Super Greens and Essential Source. And the nice part is it travels well, too. Goes through the airport. It's perfect. I went through the airport the other day, and I had a bunch of books with me. And my supplements, they never looked at supplements. They took each book and opened up one, each one individually. So I was flying. I was going to be a guest on a Dr. Oz show, and they had the supplements there. And the books. And they opened every one. And they, of course, they let me through. Supplements were never checked. So they travel well, too. Dry skin and eczema. If you have that, it's usually a sign of essential fatty acid issues. You want to make sure you're getting enough good fats. Now, good fats from a plant-based source might be flax seeds, chia seeds. This is omega-3 fatty acids. A supplement you might want to consider, and this is one of the supplements I do recommend you take, is an omega-3 fatty acid supplement. Now, there's three types. There's fish oil, which I don't recommend. It can have mercury and lead in it and heavy metals. There's krill oil, which is a better choice. It's in what's called the phospholipid form, so it's easier to digest. But my favorite is the algae oil, because fish and krill don't produce omega-3 fatty acids. They get it from eating krill. Fish eat krill, krill eat algae. So the algae is the purest form of omega-3 fatty acids. So you want to do about a gram of omega-3 fatty acids a day. And whenever I see a skin condition, the first thing I think of is a liver malfunction. So what I tell my patients is, let's get you off dairy, let's get you off wheat. Chiropractically, just check your nervous system, because pinched nerves can affect the function of the organs. Whether they hurt or not, you can still have pinched nerves. Then we put them on a nutrition protocol, and almost every patient who follows our advice comes back and says, wow, this is just amazing. I wish the whole world knew about this. Well, now you know. It's pretty cool. If you have bad recall, you're having trouble remembering things, it could be a B6 problem. If you're ticklish, if you're sensitive, you can't focus on things and everything annoys you, that could be a problem with calcium or magnesium as well. So many times with ADD and ADHD patients, every little thing bothers them. What was that noise? Who was that? Where's that light over there? You know, I mean, if you saw that movie with the squirrel, right? The dog. Squirrel, squirrel. And he kept looking at this. Every time a squirrel would come by, he couldn't focus. Well, we joke about that, but that's really what's going on in someone who has ADD and ADHD's brain. So you got to look at magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids. And again, all of that's in this Super Greens and Essential Source, which is so great. We got to talk about the digestive system when it comes to ADD and ADHD, because in my experience, more than 34 years, I did my internship as well. My experience shows that there's always a digestive component that's never been addressed. And every ADD and ADHD patient I've seen, they have all these qualities. They have these issues. They're ticklish. They're protecting their digestive system. When you go to poke in here, you drop them right to their knees. Many times I try to work on a patient's digestive system, and they're so ticklish, I can't even touch them. Anybody know somebody like that? So what I do is I put their hand on themselves, because this is the cool part. You can't tickle yourself. And then I'll put my hand over theirs, and I'll actually do the manipulation or the adjustment through their hand. And that seems to solve the problem. And it's amazing when parents bring their kids in with ADD and ADHD, and I can't even touch them. They're so ticklish. And when I do these techniques on them, and then I'll go to the kid, and I'll start poking on their stomach, and they just sit there. And the mother's like, what did you just do? I've never been able to touch my child. He's been screaming forever. He's so ticklish. Once you fix the cause, the symptoms start to go away, which is kind of cool. So I won't have time in this segment to talk about this. When I come back, though, we're going to go really in-depth on how the digestive system works, how the stomach breaks proteins into amino acids, and amino acids become the neurotransmitters, and the neurotransmitters in the brain, the chemicals in the brain, when they malfunction is when we have, today we're talking about ADD and ADHD, but all emotional issues. anxiety, depression, bipolar, even suicidal patients. We work with these patients, along with their counseling, along with their medical professionals, to try to get their brain stabilized. And in most cases, we get great results. So if you'd like to come see us, we have offices in the Atlanta area, Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. We would love to be your doctors. Neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, headaches, numbness, tingling, acid reflux, heartburn. Many times we need to adjust the spine, adjust the stomach. We can adjust the shoulder, the foot, the knee, the ankle. So when you think chiropractic, don't just think spine. There's 206 bones in the body. We adjust wrists and elbows and shoulders and feet and knees all day, every day. We can even adjust the skull. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, I bet you are, why don't you go to my website, drjoe.com, and set up a time to come see us. We accept most insurances. If you have questions, you can always call the office. The number's on the website. You can book the appointment right online. We're more than happy to do that for you. We have well over 1,000 hours of podcasts on my website, drjoe.com. And if you have a podcast service, it's called For the Health of It, which is the title of my first book, Eating Right for the Health of It. And For the Health of It is a great way you can binge listen, along my website, to binge listen to shows, because we want to get you well and keep you well. Again, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, website drjoe.com. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends about the show. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.